咁好，我哋就不如唔好翻啦，吓咁啊。OK， as Kelly said, we have a book project being proposed to keep our advisors busy. Okay, now you might recall that at the last HEC meeting, we were contemplating a term-end report outlining the HEC's work over the past 6 years. You know, that hopefully could be a useful document for future reference. Subsequent to that meeting, the Secretary and I met and we discussed, you know, this report, and she gave further thoughts to the way forward. It's a lot of work done over a period of 6 years. To give it due credit, and in order to share our members' thoughts and views on harbor fund enhancement with a wider readership across our community, it is now being suggested that a concluding publication in the form of a book, a real book, not a report, with a richer content, a nicer layout, professionally done, that is, with more members' participation to be produced. If you look at the paper number 4 of our meeting document today, that paper is prepared by our harbor unit. It contains a proposal. In essence, the book will be a compilation of articles written by both non-official and official members, reflecting on the work of the HEC and its subcommittee over the years. Members could contribute articles that they have published in the past few years on the experience in harbor fund enhancement. I do understand Vincent sometimes also have articles in the newspaper, for example. But they could also contribute new articles they wish to dedicate to the publication. Both English and Chinese articles would be welcome, and the proposed content of the book is set out in the annex to paper 4 of the meeting document. It is further suggested that a small editorial team be set up to oversee the production of the book, which will be co-chaired by a representative from HEC here, and Alice, so that the follow-up work could be properly done. For the purpose of attaining a wider readership, the publication is intended to be distributed to a local district council, relevant NGOs, professional institutions, universities, schools, both secondary and primary, and the libraries and public library. We could potentially put it up for sale in bookstores, you know. So subject to your comments, the editorial team could start work right away in February, now that we come out of the Chinese New Holiday. We could invite contribution from members before the end of March. You should be so much time and energy to HEC. I'm sure you probably have a lot of things you want to share with others, you know, so that others could benefit from this thing. Hopefully we could have it published in June 2020 this year. Who knows, it might make it on the bestseller list for the book fair this year. You guys go to the bookstore and try to publicize it. Okay, so I'd like to invite Kelly again to share her thoughts on the possible publication.
As the chairman said, I noticed that at the last meeting there was this idea of doing an end of term report. But in line with the this stakeholder approach of the HEC, I thought that a government report is not commensurate with the uniqueness of the HEC. So I have this idea. Some of you know, I myself produce a book at the end of my term as a director of social welfare, which is a collection of articles I wrote as a director of social welfare on the various issues I encountered in my tenure as a director. And I find that a more human way of discussing public policy sometimes goes down well, not only for myself, but for all the stakeholders, all my partners who have worked with me in my job as Director of Social Welfare. And of course, this idea happens also to be inspired by Vincent's series of articles, particularly the latest one on drainage services involvement, which I told him I use him as a tax case in one of my lectures at the Hong Kong University recently on civic engagement. So I hope members would welcome this idea. It does involve a bit of work from individual members. I would actually also encourage my government officials to write articles, either all those government officials sitting here or former officials who have been associated with HEC on the various projects. Without having consulted Ava, I would actually like Ava to write a piece on the Kai Tak development plan, which was still up to this day regarded as one of the most well-run public engagement on planning studies and so on. And of course, if a piece was written on that subject, I told the chairman I want special tribute to be paid to Dr. W.K. Chen for the wonderful leadership and work he has done for the HEC. So if members welcome this idea, the timetable is actually very tight in terms of production. The only thing that I differ from what the chairman said is this publication is not for sale. Because to have a government publication for sale, I don't know how it works. The money wouldn't go to us or HEC, it goes back to the public coffers. And since we could afford to print it and distribute it very liberally to schools, NGOs and district councils, as stated in the paper, we intend it to be a not-for-sale publication. So if there's more demand, we'll just reprint it again. And I think it also helps for schools, because now they are doing this liberal studies. They do need a lot of materials for projects and so on. So it's serving various objectives that come to mind. So and we have a very good collection of photos, I believe, with your various visits and so on. There's only one photo missing, which is a group photo of all our volunteers who have served on this committee so wholeheartedly for the last few years. And that's why the note also suggested that we should find an occasion, perhaps a sunny day, for taking a group photo at one of our harbourfront sites. We suggested the Kwun Tong Promenade, but if members have other ideas, then we could go to other places. And I would very much like to combine that photo shooting with a lunch which I intend to host for members to thank you all for the wonderful work you have done for us and for the community. Thank you, Chairman.
You're writing, you'll be writing just one article or one chapter, you're not writing the whole book, so hopefully that will be much more manageable. The original idea, you know, like we make it available to the community, then you could put them up in bookstore, but maybe Alice or someone in the secretary could keep stock, and then any people, NGOs in particular, or other interest parties want copies as a way of distributing to those interest parties. So would you agree to proceed? Now, of course, you have time to think it through whether you want to write a chapter or whatever. Okay. Yes, Nick?
Chairman, I think it's an excellent idea, but it is a lot of work. I don't think we should underestimate the amount of work that's going to be involved. Two thoughts. I think we might need a bit of professional help in terms of putting the book together, the editing, the compiling. Members can write, but everyone has their own been involved in this sort of exercise, and everyone has their own style, their own way of doing things. At the end of the day, you want some degree of uniformity in terms of the approach and presentation. so we might need a bit of professional help. The other thing is, you're being ultra democratic, but I suspect you're going to have to informally anyway allocate different areas to different people, because otherwise everyone may choose the same topic, or you may not get articles on all the topics you want. So as chairman, I think you might have to be a little undemocratic, if you like, and suggest to people that they might like to cover a certain topic. Otherwise the risk is you will get gaps. I think you have to have maybe a little structure to the allocation.
Well, this is not a class of not like a propending our assignment. But anyway, you're post-party thing, and I don't worry too much about the, yes, it's a lot of work, editing work, but okay, could we count on some support from the government editorial service and other sort of thing? Okay.
I think we are going to outsource the production. Is that parent, Diana? Can you talk about it? Yeah.
Yeah, sure, Chairman, yes, thank you. In fact, we are planning to engage a consultant to do all the editing work, right? So basically, members are requested to submit their articles, and we'll put them together, and with the help of the consultant, we'll make it in with a nice design or something, okay?
We could do, in case now, after, all these, the proposal or whatever from yourself to cover the different aspects of work, if we identified a major gap, for example, nobody wanted to talk about chiropractors, then obviously we have to go back and call somebody up, and see whether you could write something on that. Yeah.
Why don't members within a few days let Alice know that you want to write an article on a topic, give a short description, two sentences, that's what you want to write. Then maybe Alice could pull together and see whether there are gaps.
Yes,
I think it's an excellent idea. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody who gets this afresh, the book. And I would suggest that there are two aspects to it which are probably important and may have a budgetary implication. One is that we have photographs in that celebrate the harbour. The photographs we currently have of our visits are not very nice, or us posing in front of a just completed promenade at a DSD facility. That's not a very exciting photograph. But there are lots of beautiful things around the harbour. And every time I speak to kids about the harbour front, and I do go to the schools and you ask through presentations, you notice that how few people have actually been to the harbour front. And if they have been, they may have just been to Chin Cha Choi, if at all. And people don't know the harbour the way we used to, because we were very close to it. So a budget for photography and with real shots of celebrating the harbour. There's so many people using the harbour every day, in the waterfront every day. There are fantastic photographs, and especially with a photo camera, you can zoom in on the good bits. And this is good. I think we should do that, because that's the promise of the future. The second thing that I suggest that we really put in is try to really promise what the future of the waterfront looks like. We have all these visuals that have been done for all the different harbourfront studies, for Kai Tak and basically almost the entire harbourfront study. Some have done by the planning department, some have not been done by Caritas in Western District, some have been done by other parties. But if you collate all these images, we have a promise of what the harbourfront could look like in the future, and I think those images are very important for that. That's what people want to see. They don't want to read too many words about the technicalities of a PPP. They want to see what are we going to get, and why we're going to enjoy this and how we're going to love this harbour. So I hope this whole book, The Tone, will be a celebration of the harbour, and that we have some budget for doing that. Thank you.
The budget is not a problem. I think we could afford it. But I think we can also... We have actually arranged a photographer for other things, so we would also ask him to capture the harbour front. So if a gang members have certain ideas on certain spots, you feel would capture a very nice harbour front view, then let us know that.
Okay, so we would go ahead with this proposed book project, and now we need a rep from the HEC to co-chair the editorial team jointly with Alice. As you can imagine, there's a lot of work for Alice and her colleagues in order to produce this book. Any news? Kay, you have any further thoughts on this?
Since my idea is inspired by Wilson, and you know, and he has been one of the big volunteers. Might as well volunteer yourself.
Wilson is a very good writer too, you know. If you have the chance of reading his articles in Chinese newspaper every now and then. So Wilson, please. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Harry, for your suggestion. Well, it's my honor to accept this not so light responsibility, I suppose. Well, I'll do my best, and I can assure that the publication will definitely look good. But I think this is what an architect can normally ensure looks good. But the contents must have a lot of support and contribution from members, and I would appeal to all members, do contribute your thoughts and articles to make this look good and taste good.
You're not a witch.
Yes, I have seen books produced by architects. They really show their design talents, you know. So we have great confidence in Winston, and I also echo Winston's request to our colleagues from the civil service. Many of you have chipped in long hours, evenings, weekends, you know, these public engagement activities over the year. You know, with very much value you're sharing as well. Please. Okay, we'll proceed with that. I understand that due to other office commitments, Karen would leave us at this point. I'd like to thank her again, and we'd look forward to giving her advice as advice out from this moment. Thank you.